This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In the heart of the bustling city of Manchester, the trial of Lucy Letby, a 33-year-old neonatal nurse who stands accused of the murder of 7 infants and the attempted murder of 10 others, continues to unfold with deepening complexity. The atmosphere inside Manchester Crown Court hangs heavy with tension as Ben Myers KC, Letby's defense barrister, presents his closing argument to the jury, a group composed of 8 women and 4 men, all of whom hold Letby's fate in their hands. Myers' statement cuts through the silence of the courtroom with an unwavering assurance. There's no direct evidence of her doing any of the alleged acts against her, he begins. He sets the foundation for his defense by asserting Letby's innocence and frames the prosecution's case as one built on conjecture rather than concrete evidence. The starkness of his assertion casts a new light on the allegations that have shattered Letby, claiming that the nurse has remained consistent while circumstances at the hospital changed. Over the course of a year, between June 2015 and June 2016, the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital saw an unprecedented increase in admissions. The influx of infants requiring critical care services placed the unit under enormous strain, and yet, as Myers points out, staffing levels remained unaltered. The defense barrister draws a clear link between the upsurge in fatalities and the mounting pressures within the unit, suggesting an alternative reason for the rise in deaths and collapses during that period. In a moving tribute to Letby, Myers paints a vivid portrait of her as a dedicated, caring professional, deeply committed to her work. He shares with the court a personal note found at her residence, a poignant revelation that throws her commitment into sharper relief. The note contains the words "not good enough," reflective of Letby's self-imposed pressure to deliver the best care to her infant patients. Myers urges the jury to recall the person Letby was, a hard-working nurse who loved her work, rather than the depiction presented by the prosecution. He brings attention to Letby's rigorous interrogation by the prosecution, emphasizing that she was treated differently because she was in the vicinity when these unfortunate incidents occurred. He argues that the simple fact of her presence has been manipulated to lay blame on her for the entire situation. The defense then shifts focus to challenge the reliability of key prosecution witnesses. Myers specifically questions the actions and motives of Dr. Ravi Jayaram, a consultant at the hospital. Dr. Jayaram had claimed to have found Letby by an incubator with no alarm sounding during an incident involving a baby identified as Child K. However, Myers argues that if Dr. Jayaram had genuinely believed Letby was harming the child, he should have immediately informed the police or acted as a whistleblower in the NHS. His inaction, according to Myers, indicates a failure of his professional duties. Lastly, Myers contends that Child K, due to her extreme prematurity, required specialized care that the Countess of Chester Hospital was not equipped to provide. He suggests that the inadequate care given to the infant was a result of the unit's inability to cope with the increased demand, rather than any fault on Letby's part. In conclusion, Myers urges the jury to return a verdict of not guilty for Letby, insisting that her reputation and life should not be dismantled on the basis of unproven accusations. Lucy Letby, originally from Hereford, stands firm on her plea of innocence, denying all allegations against her. As the trial continues, the courtroom awaits the final judgment with bated breath. The verdict will ultimately determine if Letby, a dedicated neonatal nurse, is indeed a silent killer or merely an unfortunate scapegoat of a system under strain. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.